This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We will, of course, be joined by the sports mappers at 3. That'll take you to 4. Blitz takes you till 7. You don't have to do a thing. We appreciate you along for the ride. Thursday, again, our last show is today due to the game tomorrow. We'll be having the ESPN broadcast of the playoff games. We are off tomorrow. So no F Yeah Friday or comedian.
Nope, not this week.
So we got a lot of baseball out of the way. But football, Nick, you are the one that basically will give thumbs up, thumbs down on the quality of game on a Thursday night. Colts, Pats, eh?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to make for an exciting game unless you see some offense out of the Colts. And I know the Patriots haven't looked the same. But I do think that if the Colts have somewhat of a decent offense, it'll make for a halfway decent Thursday night football game. I don't know.
I think they're just so banged up. I mean, these are two teams going in the opposite direction as far as players.
Mm-hmm.
No T.Y. Hilton, no Marlon Mack. Jack Doyle's out.
Yep.
So so Andrew Luck is missing two of his biggest weapons, mm-hmm. and Doyle and Hilton.
Hilton's a big loss.
Yeah, right. And the fact that the Steelers are getting Gordon and
Julian Edelman.
Yeah, Julian Edelman back. Those are two opposite directions. And not Steelers. I said Steelers. I meant Patriots. Patriots. I mean, this has the makings of an ugly, ugly Thursday game.
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to have any of the success that they were able to have against the Texans, against this Patriots team. I think it's going to be a completely different dynamic. And it did seem like during the Colts-Texans game that, and I don't have the injury report in front of me, but it did seem like they suffered the most injuries in that game. The Texans probably had an injury or two, but I felt like the Colts were really getting dinged up.
Colvin in his ankle, they were thinking he was going to IR, but he says he'll be back, but we'll see. But and Gronkowski was iffy. He's going to go on his ankle.
Yep.
But I think Gordon this is his first game where he makes it somewhat of a difference, puts his mark on his time with the Patriots. Brady has another security blanket back with Edelman. And the biggest thing to me in looking at the entire game is, because they got off to another traditionally Patriots slow start, this is going to be similar to what you saw last week. You're going to see New England at home putting it to a team like the Colts, just like they did to the Dolphins a week ago, to make sure that there's no more room for slip-ups. So it's time for them to get down to business, and they're normally pretty good about doing that.
Yeah, this is when they make their move, right? In fact, I was listening. I don't remember what it was. It might have been Get Out or whatever. And they were talking about the fact that the Patriots look at the first month of the season as an extended preseason.
Yeah, I said that yesterday, that they always treat it that way. They've never gotten burned by it, so they keep doing it. Because I think that's kind of risky, don't you? Look at the Steelers.
Yeah, well, I think the Steelers.
That's a different situation, yeah. But still.
I think, to be honest with you, I mean, you look at the Texans and how they're, a lot of those folks that had missed a lot of time didn't have really a preseason because they were so worried about them getting hurt, and everybody got off to slow starts because of it. But I think the Patriots have the confidence that when you've got Tom Brady as your quarterback and Bill Belichick as the head coach, and you can, if you get behind a little bit in the standings, you can certainly rebound, especially within the division.
I was just going to say, look at your division and go, we can get off to a slow start with those other three teams in the division and still find plenty of room to get back on top.
Yeah, I think they'd be in a few other divisions. Well, with a few other teams in their division, they might be panicking a little bit more, but certainly not in their division. So I don't think that they're not concerned, but I'm looking up and down the roster right now at the Colts, and it's just guys on IR and injured and questionable. Man, there's a lot of red letters behind these dudes' names on both sides of the ball.
And look, going into the Texans game, Luck had the fewest yards per completion in the entire league, averaging less than 6 yards per completion. And everybody had been questioning his arm strength and his ability to get the ball down the field. Did he look a little better? Yeah. Did he look like his old self? No. And you know that New England always takes away something from a team, takes away one of the things they do best, and then makes you beat them with everything else. And you know that one of the things they're going to do with everything that you said, with the fact that their running game is suspect, with the fact that Luck isn't exactly himself, is I'm sure they're going to load up, put some pressure on him, or, better yet, they're going to load the box and say, beat us. Go ahead and beat us. And beat us at more than 6 yards at a crack.
Not only that, I mean, the Colts. So you've got a team that's missing their two best receivers in Doyle and Hilton.
Yep.
They also, they can't run the ball.
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
So if you're Andrew Luck, you have to be feeling pretty much helpless right now.
Yeah, plus you got a new system, and Andrew Luck, a lot of people don't believe he's healthy. So, yeah, they're struggling. I mean, they got that rookie running back. I mean, they're not going to be, I don't know if they're going to be able to run on this Patriots team.
I don't think so. But I think that, you know, so that's, well, there's the question I have for you guys then. Do they load the box and know that their running game's already suspect? Although you know that, there you go. That, I wish I had a gong. That the luck factor, at least the luck has the experience. He knows how to audible. He knows how to make throws. He's been experienced in the league. Or do you load up the secondary, make sure that he can't pass, and then say, we dare you to beat us with the run?
Well, the problem is I think New England is better against the pass than they are the run. I mean, the secondary is a little bit better.
Although in the early weeks,
I think they're bottom third in the league in stopping the run right now.
Their D-line looked better. That surprised me. Early in the season, I forget which national TV game it was, that actually their defense, and maybe it was the Texans game, their defense looked better than I was expecting for a team that traditionally is just on defense.
Yeah, well, I mean, average-wise, yards-wise, right? Yeah. They're top 10 secondary. They're not. They're. I think it's less than 10, right at or less than 10 yards of reception. So not terrible. Run game a little bit more suspect. But the problem is, if you can't throw the ball and you can't run the ball, what the hell do you do? Punt. That's the Colts' problem.
Punt.
Not only that, the system is meant to.
So even if the Patriots aren't great at stopping the run, you can't run the ball anyways.
And it's meant for him. The system is meant for Andrew Luck to get rid of the ball quickly, not just throw the ball, but throw the ball quickly. So
that's what I'm saying. If you got to pick your poison, though, do you pick, at least you know Luck knows how to execute, or do you pick, hey, I challenge you in this rookie running back in this fair to subpar offensive line?
I think if you're Frank, you throw, because you have to see if you're, you have to give your, it's a new system, you have to see if it's going to work. You have to keep trying at it for a little bit longer, I feel like.
I mean, I trust Andrew Luck more than anybody else on that team.
Right? I agree.
You let him make those decisions with the ball in his hands. Plus, too, I mean, you can't run the ball, but Andrew Luck can get out, and he can be mobile. He can run. So you have that option if you need to pick up a first down.
I think every Colts fan would be like, please don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that to answer your question, I'm putting the ball in Andrew Luck's hands and letting him
beat you?
No.
Try.
Yeah, try to beat.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, you
I just don't think this game is going to be
You mentioned
close.
Get up. And since my girl Beetle has been bounced to L.A. for basketball coverage, I am getting more and more sold every day. I like Maria Taylor. I think, I don't know if you saw it today, but she does the sideline on the big ABC game each week. She's an ex-college athlete. But I think she brings a lot to the table. She's good. I think of everybody that they're trying to audition, I give her the thumbs up. I think she's pretty good.
And this was on what?
On your favorite show, Get Off, Get Up, Get Out.
She's also the reporter that Nick Saban got mad at.
Yeah, she's the one that Saban got mad at.
The one I said that was so tall and...
Oh, yeah. I do. I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's very, very good.
I don't remember her on Get Out, but I do like her.
And she's, with those long legs look saucy with some of the outfits they put her in, too.
Well, now you just made it creepy.
No, she's a pretty lady.
I would never do
saucy,
that.
Saucy, huh? You would never do that.
I would never objectify.
Yeah, right. You would never body shame. On the TV. That's not...
No, body shame, no. Yeah. Saucy, he says she's hot.
Wasn't it the other day that you were saying that what the woman's place
meant?
Was...
No. Well, I know what saucy meant.
What did
but
you
I'm just
think
saying you're the
meant?
Type of person that
you
will
said body
criticize
shame.
And talk about people's bodies.
Yeah, but you
whether
said body shame.
Whether
that's
your body...
Different.
I know.
I want to know what you thought saucy meant. Tell the truth.
I know what saucy meant. Like sexy. I know. I'm familiar.
Well, then why would I be body shaming her if I was on board with them thinking
I'm
that they were
I'm just saying
sexy?
If it's anybody that's going to make a comment about somebody's body, you're one of them.
I don't think you knew what saucy meant.
Weird. Super weird.
Granato's on board with your opinion that Kate Upton has a flat butt, too, by the way.
Square body, not flat butt.
Oh, he said flat butt, you said square body.
I said square body. But I also don't talk about women's bodies and objectify.
You're a damn liar.
Are you kidding me? I was going to say, go back and listen to it. Was it this week or last week?
Where's the proof?
Don't make me look for
audio.
Where's
the proof?
The thing is, it would take too long for me to find
the
audio.
Find proof.
And that's probably why you're saying that right now. But if I wasn't lazy.
No, I'm just saying, find proof. I got... When? When have I objectified a woman on this show?
Take this to break, man.
No, yes, sir. When have I objectified a woman on this show? I want proof. I want concrete evidence.
It was either this
evidence.
Week or late last week.
Also,
I'm trying to...
don't look at my Twitter. We're talking about this show.
Yeah. Because if you go to his tweets...
No, just this show.
Only what you've said on a mic, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, I'll set you up one of these days. I'll set you up next week.
I mean, you're acting like that's hard.
It's not going to be.
I'm not that hard to outsmart. I'm not a smart man. You're way smarter than me. So, I mean, you're setting me up.
I agree with that.
I should have never said that.
Second that. See what I did there? Okay. So, we're going to continue to roll on. Don't forget, again, Sigmund Bloom, 2:30. So, therefore, get your fantasy football questions to us ahead of time. Barry is going to be categorizing and cataloging the text messages and the tweets to get your questions answered.
Speaking of, I haven't even looked at the text line yet.
But we don't have a lot of time.
No.
And we always prioritize calls first. So if you're going to call at the end of this next segment coming up. Not now, at the end of the next segment coming up. And if you just want your question answered, get us the text and the tweets now so Barry can put them in order so we can kind of blow and go as we get Sigmund on the air. And then, of course, Cody Stutes is going to join us at 3:30 as well. Talk a little Texans and football leading into the big weekend because we're, again, off tomorrow. So we appreciate you on with us and along for the ride. Second half of the show is coming up with Sigmund Bloom. But before that, we got a segment to go. So don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Sports talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we continue to roll on. Hour number two, 3 hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Just don't say I don't have you guys back after that because I could have turned the mic on.
I'll tell
you
what
happened. And both of you guys would have been fired.
Joel was trying to trick me. That's exactly what happened.
Anywhere
he goes, no, listen, let me tell the people what happened.
Please.
So he goes, what was that thing you were banging on women about when you were talking trash about them? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, I won't say it on air. Yeah, that's exactly what you're asking.
I was mad at my memory going, I remember at the time, but I don't remember what the subject was that got you going on that tangent. It's not that I was going to bring it up publicly. Now, if Nick's microphone was open and he could have heard that, I'm not saying Nick wouldn't have, but I'm just saying.
No. He set me up. I don't think so.
Okay.
We'll get you one of these. I mean, we'll get you eventually.
No way. Squeaky clean record.
Don't know about all
that. That's completely false, sir. Can you do your Donald Trump for me one more time with fake news?
No, but have you seen all the memes for the president's tweets?
No.
Somebody said like a lot of people didn't get it, that it was like a Thanos thing. Like only half the population got it, and the other half was going to be deported.
Nick, you said you didn't get it either, right?
Like what?
I haven't paid attention to that, honestly.
You might get deported, bro.
Did you get a text from the president at 1:18 yesterday? Remember we brought it up?
No, I thought that was like the emergency.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I didn't get it either.
They said 25% of the nation didn't get it.
Man.
I did like how the UFC took advantage of it and kind of made their own, like, I guess, meme version of it.
I saw that on McMahon's Instagram.
I thought that was, you know. Catchy.
I thought about making a meme. In fact, when I was scrubbing the front door today, why did you say that? Why did you just? No, God.
But dude, we know you got relatives coming over. You don't have to scrub your front door. They're going to see it for all of like 2 seconds.
Joel.
Yes, Barry.
If Lisa told you, Joseph, I want you to go out and clean the front door before our company gets here. What are you going to do?
Tell her I'm glad that you want me to do that, and that's not going to happen.
God blessed lie. You are such a liar.
I am not cleaning front door to know that company's coming over.
We all know who the boss is in your house.
Hey, come on in.
We know who the boss is in your house. If she tells you to clean the front door,
I'm not married.
You're cleaning the front door.
You're full of it.
I feel like I would give in to a lot of things. If
we're co-marrying. Co-parenting and co-marrying. No, this ain't no, there's no button. That's not true.
Okay. I feel like that's fine.
All right,
fine.
Fancy pants, as we know Nora's wearing the pants in your family because you're washing the damn front door. Damn,
shots are being fired.
I don't know if that's the conversation you want to have, but all right. I mean.
You're washing the front door because the relatives are coming over?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's filthy. There's How'd dust it get everywhere. Filthy? There's dust on it.
Oh, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Anyways, I thought of a
You know me, I'm going to just leave that Porsche filthy. I won't care.
Yeah, I know. What's you let your plants die. Somebody asked
me. I got the notification. I got to get replaced that semi-dead freaking shrub. Good. I'm so freaking angry.
You know, man, if only you knew a guy that would give you some lawn advice. I don't know. You know a guy that'll tell you to suck it because I ain't helping.
Don't worry about cleaning that front door because that door just flew wide open for more gardening talk.
They're literally going to have a meeting about potential sanctions because I didn't replace the shrub.
How do you get a notice Serves that says you don't have enough green leaves on a shrub and it must be
sanctions.
Removed?
They use the word sanctions.
That's
ridiculous.
What
that, I don't know how much that could cost me.
That's what you get.
I can show them a shrub that has plenty of growth to it that's not going to give a rat's ass and not listening to whatever they tell sanction-wise.
That's the way First Colony is, man. I don't know.
That's weird.
I mean, whatever. Maybe if you paid more attention to your yard.
I don't want to.
Happened.
I have a guy that does it, and I want him to do it because I don't care.
Your guy got you a letter.
I hope you're happy. No, I thought I could get away with the one semi-alive shrub, and that was stupid.
Nick, your go to like a hobby shop and buy the fake fruit, hang it on the shrub. It looks like they're growing.
Can I get away with that? Because I totally would.
You know what you should do? I swear to you. Do they still? Does it have brown leaves on it?
No, it's green leaves. It's just green leaves with a whole bunch of brown branches, basically. There's a lot more branch than green, is what it is.
So they're being that picky with
it. It's coming along, honestly.
They want the dead stuff gone.
Yeah.
Oh, because I was going to say if the brown leaves, because sometimes when it gets sick, the leaves won't fall off. It's not dead. They just, you could just get some green paint.
This is enough lawn care advice.
That would have been awesome, dude. Just now paint it. You know what you should do?
You should
pull it out and put a fake Christmas tree in and be like, what?
I'm telling you.
I wouldn't mind.
Get a fake tree or get like, just buy some fake, go to the hobby shop, get some fake fruit and some leaves, tape it on the shrub. You're good. I think it passes. Wow. All right, so you're cleaning your front. By the way, did you catch Bo and Luke Duke yet?
No, somebody asked me about that. No, I never did because apparently it didn't happen that morning because my neighbor and my wife, because sometimes when I mow, I get stuck in the ditch. It's a long story.
You should not have admitted that, sir.
No, it happens a lot.
When you mow, you get stuck in the ditch.
They're steep.
Oh, that! Can we get video of that? That would be entertaining. Please. We need video of that.
I'll record it next time. They're steep though, because like it's the incline. Some of them might be 45 degrees. Okay, maybe not that much, but they're steep. So as you get going, and then like I'll mow after a rain a couple days, and then it starts to get slick. You don't have enough weight on the outside tire, and then you just sit there and your wheels spin, and you can't get out. I got to back my damn truck up, hook a chain up to my lawnmower, pull myself out, and then finish mowing. Happens all the time. So Nora asked me the day after I mowed, she goes, "Did you get stuck again?" I was like, "No, why?" She's like, "Oh, I just thought maybe you got stuck." That's what she was talking about.
We made it to the bottom of the entire thing.
Nora did it.
No, either she did it or you did it.
No, I didn't do it. I would have fixed it if I did it. Because this isn't in the ditch. That's the thing. You saw the picture. Yeah, it's on the road. Yeah. I'm not getting stuck on the road or near the road. I'm getting stuck in the ditch. So she was like, I was like, no, I didn't get stuck. 2 days later, I saw it. I was like, did you see someone tore up our yard? She goes, yeah. Remember when I asked you that you got stuck? That was 2 days ago. You didn't bother to finish the sentence by telling me, oh, because there's these big-ass tire tracks through the yard? This is what I deal with.
That's your fault because you make the decision to take care of everything around your house
instead of paying someone to do it for you. Now, I don't know. You could actually pay someone to do your front door, too. You'd have more time to deal with your front door.
I can't afford to pay someone to do my yard.
Oh, my God.
I bet you it is expensive at his house, dude.
Dude, somebody wants to charge me $40 just to weed eat the ditches. To weed eat the ditches.
On 6 acres, that's a deal.
No, I'm not. No, I'm going to.
Right,
capable legs and a weed eater. I don't know.
Yeah, that is a good, for considering you're on an acre, that is a good deal. But it accumulates and it adds up. I get it. But yeah. That's just weed eating. That
that's
doesn't
just
include
weed eating.
Cutting
that's
the grass. Mowing.
That's not edging. That's not, you know, whatever else that you get. That's just weed eating the ditches. Not around the flower beds, not the driveways, just the ditches.
What about
that's it.
What about raking the bunkers and and cutting the greens?
Manicuring the greens.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
Doing
for
the
a
sand
friend.
Traps? No.
Yeah. By the way, TJ, thank you. Nick, thank TJ. You know why? TJ just tweeted in and said, remember, Barry supported the principal who said girls ruin everything. That's what you're trying to remember.
No, I don't remember saying that.
You did say that.
No.
That actually won't be very hard to find.
I was going
to
say, that'll make it a whole lot easier to find that one.
I may have said it jokingly, but I would never actually support that. That's ridiculous. If you guys really think that I supported that, you're dumber than
we don't really think,
but we're saying you mentioned it more than once. You were egging the listeners on.
Yes, well, that's true, but that's all we're saying. That's not actual proof of me objectifying women.
No, we don't mean it like that. We're having fun. No, we do things around here.
Okay. Kind of with Joel right now.
Yeah.
No, but you guys make it feel real.
Oh, boy.
All the hate. I feel this heavy.
That's genuine.
That was good, Nick.
I feel this heavy, heavy hate from you guys. Oh, I don't know what to do.
Move.
By the way, Amos said all you got to do is listen to Barry's read about the gym. He objectifies women. And
I know, that's so true. totally forgot about that. Thank you, sir.
Screw you, Amos. God, you hater. Get
really
out
like
of here.
That ratio at Vortex.
Yeah. Oh,
by the way,
guys, you
tonight,
know what I'm saying?
It's going down.
It's going down. You going to be there?
Spin class.
Internet
left
models.
My gym bag, so I'm going to be spin classing in these tight ass jeans.
Oh, no,
your
armpits.
Chance to get the tights.
Oh, some yoga pants?
Yeah, get your yoga pants.
I'm telling you, man. Don't knock it till you tried it.
Man, shut the hell up. You're not going to wear no yoga pants.
No,
and
not.
By the way, if I ever go and I see you in yoga pants, I'm immediately
getting
leaving.
A boner.
No, I'm not.
I'm glad you're enjoying my sausage, sir.
That's right.
I'm not commenting on any of that. I'm not saying a word.
That might be my favorite
Alan
drop.
Or whoever you are.
Because the way you barked, man, at the end.
I scared the crap out of
And you
of his
scared
dog.
The dog.
And it was the owner of the hotel.
Yeah, or the manager of the apartment complex.
The apartment manager.
Oh, God, that was so funny.
Just ruining relationships here on ESPN 97.5.
They've never had us back, have they?
No. Ever since you barked at the manager's dog, we've never been back.
Oh, I forgot about that.
All right.
God, that's
time
so
to get
funny.
Your calls in. Fantasy
so
football
segment. Jumped the gun, but we're going to allow it. Doesn't exactly follow directions.
No, that's good.
But no, he's got good. On during the segment, so we'll allow it. So he's got a question for Sigmund. If you do too, 713-780-3776.
And remember, if you don't, if the calls lines fill up and stay full, we can't get to your text or tweet. So you better get on the phone line if you need your question answered.
There you go.
Must.
HRNP listener line. Call first, then text or tweet if it's fantasy football related. Sigmund Bloom is next as the second half of the show is geared up and ready to go. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, bring us back!
90 in Joel's mouth, 90 in Barry's.
Wow. Wow. Right. My mouth suspects. In your rear, Barry. Welcome to the show. Hey, if you missed
Sigmund
anything,
Bloom is on hold going,
you didn't
what
miss
in the
that.
Hell?
Oh, boy. 90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big show. The best way to start the second half is with the man that has a plan, that has everything that you need to know for your fantasy football lineups. That's why week in, week out, Thursdays, 2:30, it is Sigmund Bloom time, and it is that time. At Sigmund Bloom, if you want to follow the most knowledgeable fantasy football guy that we know, that we have on the show. He is the guy, and you can also get to footballguys.com where he has information galore. But this is the rapid fire segment of the program where we try to answer all your questions, and God, there's too many of those. Sigmund, thanks as always for joining us. We appreciate you, sir.
Oh, good to be here, and you know, it's good to get this season to cruising altitude, and it's good to be able to talk about and get fantasy questions about Kiki Cutie.
You're excited about that, huh? Have you
been
getting a lot of questions?
Since they drafted him, yeah.
Have you been getting a lot of questions about him since last
yeah,
week?
Yeah, and I think, Well, and people are maybe worried because Will Fuller looks like he's going to play, but Cutie was involved. I'm sure your listeners know he was involved before Fuller went out. And I think that you're going to see with the running game not really getting on track now that those short passes to Cutie, he's lining up in the backfield so often anyway that he's going to function as part of the running game. But in point per reception leagues where you're getting a point every time they throw a short pass to him, that's going to pile up quickly.
Yeah, the 11 targets let you know that he is already a part of this offense for sure.
So Barry's going to do the rapid fire. We got plenty of calls lined up. But real quick, because it's a Thursday night football game, is this the week that Josh Gordon is worth starting?
Not yet, although I'm excited to watch him. I'd be willing to start Julian Edelman and certainly James White and Sony Michel. It looks like from last week that this offense is going to run through the backfield.
All right, we have a full board, so if you want to get your questions for Sigmund, we start there, and then we use text and Twitter. So if you definitely want your questions answered, 713-780-3776 is the number. That being said, let's just start at the top, Nick, and we'll work our way down. So, Ben, you're up first. Go.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, I've got Ted Ginn or Mike Williams of the Chargers.
Oh, I'd go with Mike Williams. Ginn is being marginalized. I think Mark Ingram's going to make a big splash. And also, Oakland's pass defense isn't great, so Mike Williams could have another big game.
All right, real quick, can I just lay a ground rule? I meant to bring this up. You don't have to say what's up. You don't have to ask us how it's going. I don't want to be like the Blitz, but you just ask your question for Sigmund because we got a lot of calls and other people to get to. So just ask the question. That's you, Rich. You're up next. Go.
Hey, quick question. Which the Titans defense or Rams defense, and out of three running backs, which two should I play? Yeldon, James White, or Naeem Hines?
I would leave Hines on the bench, even though he did well last week, because those are two really strong plays. And go with the Titans defense. Josh Allen looks bad, and the Titans generating a lot of pressure.
All right, 713-780-3776 to get your questions answered by Sigmund Bloom. Justin is up next. Justin, go.
All right, I got a 10-team PPR. Ridley, Chris Thompson, John Brown, Doug Baldwin. I need three.
I'd go with Ridley and Brown and probably Baldwin with the third one just because Seattle's going to have to pass a lot to keep up with the Rams this week.
There you go, Justin. Up next is Nestor.
Hey, what's up? I got Willie Snead. I got Randall Cobb and Greg Zuerlein. I need to drop somebody for a kicker. Who do I drop?
I think you got to drop Zuerlein. I'm not sure when he's going to be back. And you know, kickers are kind of a dime a dozen at this point, so I would never carry more than one kicker.
Oh, damn. Well, that's a bad look on me. All right, up next, I've got Zuerlein on my bench just hanging out. Up next, Zach, what's your question for Sigmund?
Hey, I got Eric Ebron or Jimmy Graham.
I'll go with Jimmy Graham. All of the top three receivers for the Packers are hurt, so Jimmy Graham might be the top target for Aaron Rodgers this week.
713-780-3776. If you want to get your questions answered by Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com, you can do so. Just hop on the phones there. Up next is our good friend NASCAR Johnny. What's up, bud?
What's up, guys? Sorry, just blank. Rank them, please. Quarterbacks. I'm blanking. I'll call it later.
That was the flame. I'm blanking, too, but that was name given to me at birth.
I wish this was the jungle. We could just do better, clones.
Gone right. Show.
Yeah. Up next is Trevor. Trevor, don't let us down like NASCAR Johnny did. What's up, man?
I got you covered, fellas. Sigmund, Edelman or Boyd? Mahomes or Matt Ryan with those defensive matchups? And then lastly, Diggs or Mixon coming off injury?
Ooh, I like Diggs a lot this week against Philly secondary. Mixon's going to be big. He can't go wrong there. I'd go with Diggs, and if it's a point of reception, Mixon if not. Matt Ryan over Mahomes. I think Mahomes is going to be fine against Jacksonville, but Matt Ryan against Pittsburgh, it's tons and tons of points in that game. And go with Tyler Boyd. Everyone's banged up for Cincinnati. They're playing a bad defense. Xavier Howard's going to follow A.J. Green. I like Julian Edelman tonight, but I like Boyd better.
Do you see a point on that schedule where Pat Mahomes' owners, other than the bye week, should have a backup plan?
No. I think you can play him every week against every defense, and I think people are going to be surprised. I know that Denver gave him a lot of trouble back at home. There's some things in Jacksonville's defense he can exploit.
All right, very good. Back to the phone lines we go. Jeremy, you're up. What's up, bud?
Andrew Luck versus a weak Patriots. Or Pat Mahomes, you were just talking about against the Jacks.
Yeah, and I go with Mahomes because Luck doesn't have T.Y. Hilton tonight, and it's tough going into battle on a short week without really any, not even starting quality NFL receivers.
713-780-3776 if you want your questions answered by footballguys.com's Sigmund Bloom. Up next is Gerald. Gerald, go.
Cam Newton or Andrew Luck?
And Newton again. I don't hate Luck this week after he set those career highs, but I wish T.Y. Hilton was healthy.
I think we all do. All right, up next is Leroy. Go ahead, bud.
is Adrian Peterson a safe start this week? And also, for a flex in a receiver position, I need LeSean McCoy, either LeSean McCoy, Kenny Galladay, or Demaryius Thomas.
All right, I'd go with Galladay, and then Thomas would be the second choice there. I wouldn't play Adrian Peterson this week. New Orleans' strength is their run defense. We've had a question about Chris Thompson. I think he's going to be the better running back for Washington to play on Monday night.
I don't know if this is right. Radu might have messed this up, but M. Oh, Matthew. Matthew, you're up, bud. Go.
Goff or Newton? Thanks.
Did I catch Goff or?
Goff or Cam Newton?
Yeah.
Oh, Goff. I'm not going away from Goff after how he played last Thursday.
Yeah, man. All right, up next, 713-780-3776. Cody, you're up next, bud.
Hey, Freeman, Ingram, or Hyde? Start two.
Ingram and Freeman, I guess, just because I think Hyde's going to give way to Nick Chubb and they have a tough matchup this week. I really like Ingram on Monday night.
Jerry, your turn, bud. Jerry, going once. Jerry, going twice. See you.
Hello.
All right. Oh, sucks for you, Jerry.
Into the abyss.
All right. Adrian, you're next. Go. What the hell is going
on? Nick, what are you doing back there?
It's not me, I promise.
Adrian.
Let's roll. Call back, guys.
All right. Up next is John. John, go.
Yeah, I got a question. Quarterback Philip Rivers or Kirk Cousins? And then for a flex, John Brown, Kareem Hunt, or Tyler Boyd?
Ooh, wow. That one's tough. I would go with, I'd love John Brown against the Cleveland defense this week, and Kirk Cousins, Philly's defense, pass defense looks like they're very vulnerable. Rivers is safe, but Cousins has a higher ceiling. I go with Cousins.
All right, we got four left. We got a time for these last four. So, sure. Jeff, you're the first of the four. Go.
Watson or Roethlisberger?
Roethlisberger at home against Atlanta's depleted defense. Watson's a great play, but go with Roethlisberger.
Zane, you're up.
Yeah, I got a question. Would you trade Tate for Edelman? And for a flex position, if you don't trade Tate, would you keep Tate or Woods for your flex position?
I'll go with Woods. Tate took advantage of some busted coverages, and I would go with Edelman because I think that Brady's really excited to have Edelman back, and he's going to target him a lot. If Gronkowski ends up being hurt, then Edelman's numbers could go through the roof.
Have you heard anything about Gronk? Earlier we mentioned that looks like he was going to play.
Expected to play. If he's active, I would play him over all but, say, like the top four or five tight ends. So, you know, I'm still playing Jimmy Graham with his situation, Jared Cook, maybe Jordan Reed safer. The cutoff would be someone like Kyle Rudolph or Vance McDonald. I won't talk you out of playing them over Gronk, but it's hard to put Gronk on the bench for them.
All right, let's get to D Fresh.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I got DraftKings tonight. How do you think Pascal and Nyheim Hines will do tonight?
Pascal's interesting. He's been taking a Hilton spot, and he would be cheap. Hines, he's going to get some receptions. I'm not sure if he's going to get the touchdowns like last week to put him over the top, but I know that he's a cheap play this week, so I won't talk you out of him.
Patel, go, my friend.
Cooper or Kiki QT for flex?
Yeah, good. I'd go with Cutie. I mean, it's just, I think we still haven't seen what they can do with him in the deep passing game. I just hope that Houston's offensive line gives Deshaun Watson enough time to show that. I'm not sure they will against Dallas.
All right, I'm going to break my rule. I said four, but since Nick hung up on Jerry, Jerry called back. We're going to let him get his question in. Jerry, go ahead, bud.
Hey, guys. Thanks, man. I need two of the four. Belil Powell, Deion Lewis, Mark Ingram, or Westbrook in Jacksonville.
I would go with Ingram and Lewis. Lewis did great as a receiver out of the backfield. I expect more of that against Buffalo this week.
Sigmund, I'm not trying to find out how the magician does his tricks, but yeah. How the hell do you rattle these off so fast? I would have to be scrolling through my spreadsheet. You have all this memorized each week?
Well, what it is I do my initial set of projections, and then I look and see how it sorts itself out, and I look at each player, and I think about, is that really going to be my recommendation? And I put together tiers. I group players together by who has the higher ceilings and floors and sort them out. So through the process of doing that, I've thought about each player in the list, and I've probably already wrestled with a lot of the questions that people are asking.
That is outstanding, man. Tell the folks how they can get a hold of you and all the stuff that footballguys.com offers.
Yeah, at Sigmund Bloom on Twitter, or I do a message board thread every Sunday morning. I answer questions right up until game time. We do 9 episodes a week on Audible for free. Football Guys has apps you can get, the waiver wire trade dominator, the lineup dominator, any number of other things, a whole suite of DFS tools, IDP, Dynasty, 2 quarterback, you name it. We just love football and fantasy football. So everybody who agrees with that, just come check it out.
Absolutely. Footballguys.com. That's Sigmund Bloom. He does it each and every week. Sigmund, we appreciate it, man. Thanks again, like always.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
All right, at Sigmund Bloom on Twitter, footballguys.com. And while you're playing fantasy, remember, I want to remind you guys, MyBookie will let you bet on the over-under on fantasy points that a player is going to get. So you're already set your lineups. You already know what's going on. You're feeling confident about Kiki QT and the points he's going to score. You can go to MyBookie and actually bet on the over-under that QT is going to score in a game. How awesome is that? MyBookie is fantastic. I use them when I'm betting on the games. I think you should too. You're going to like it, man. It's one of the online destinations to put some action on a game. And remember, who you're betting on is as important as who you're betting with. I can't stress that enough, because like I talk about when it comes to MyBookie, when you win, they pay you. That's the thing. You want to get your money back? They're going to do that. It's why I recommend them. It's why Fred recommends them. They're safe, reliable. They've been around forever. And it's nice to be able to know you can get your money back. They've got in-game live betting, rewarding player perks that keep you coming back for more. And like I said, you've got the fantasy option to bet on that as well. Super easy to get to. Just go to MyBookie.ag. Sign up right now. They'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's a dollar for dollar match. That is a fact. All you got to do is use promo code radio. Get that dollar for dollar match. You're good to go. That's MyBookie.ag. Go sign up. Go have some fun. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, before we get back to the show, I do want to remind you the good people at Gallery Furniture are there for you anytime and every time you need furniture. They got three locations across the Houston area. They got Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. They got the Galleria and, of course, I-45 North. Exit Tidwell Parker both ways. They're doing the Astros promotion again, gang. It's playoff time. We all know that. Astros win it all. You get it all. You spend $3,000 or more on bedroom furniture from brands like Stearns & Foster or Tempur-Pedic. And if the Astros win it all again like they did last year, you get all your furniture for free. So it puts a little extra spin and interest on the playoffs. Other than that, it's all solid wood. It's American made, and it's furniture that's going to last. And the bottom line is everything that Max says in his commercials is everything they're going to do. That means that there's no back order slips. You buy today, you get it tonight. Within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time, they're at your door delivering your furniture. No back order slips. What you see is what you get. You don't have to wait around to make sure that it's in stock. It's always in stock. And the bottom line of all bottom lines, and the thing that matters most to you, Gallery really will save you money.
I saw this the other day, and we didn't get to bring it up earlier, but there was this story on, I think it was Co-Ed.
What is that?
It's like Bro Bible.
Okay.
But it's more about like college kids and college life and all that. But they usually have really funny or interesting stories on. Case in point, this one. Coca-Cola is actually looking at creating a beverage that's infused with CBD oil or marijuana.
What?
Yes, they're looking at having a Coke infused or a marijuana infused beverage that will be sold, obviously, in states where it's legal.
I was going to say not for nationwide distribution, no, but only in Washington and Nevada and Colorado.
Yep.
Such.
Isn't that wild? That I mean, crazy. You figure a company is now. You remember back in the day, there was always the rumors that the way Coca-Cola got started was they would put cocaine.
Yep, that's why
that was the rumor. But yep. I think it was something from the Coca-Cola plant, or I don't know what the hell it was.
Yeah.
But the rumor was that they used to make Coca-Cola with cocaine in it. I don't know that that's true. I've never was able to validate that. But it's funny when you think about the fact that this company that had that as a rumor, and how squeaky clean the image for Coca-Cola has always been, mm-hmm, and now they're getting into marijuana infused drinks. It's pretty wild.
And if you think about it, this is big business. In big business, you're always looking for that next thing, that game changer. I need only direct you towards professional sports to think about the fact that gambling was taboo. And then all of a sudden, here comes DraftKings, and here comes all the daily fantasies. Then that parlays into Adam Silver being open to betting on the games going forward. Or logos on uniforms. Never going to happen. Yeah. Terrible. No way. Now everybody's starting to think about NFL puts it on their practice jerseys. NBA puts it on their game jerseys.
And you think about it, I mean, the thing that I've always said about marijuana and stuff like that, remember at one point in this country, alcohol... There was a stigma around alcohol just about as bad as there was about marijuana. Now, I know that there was never, you know, like say no to alcohol, like the campaign, the say no to drugs and how they would say that marijuana is a gateway drug that causes, you know, worse things. But alcohol, there was prohibition and there were similar attacks on it like there have been marijuana. So it's not going to surprise me in the long run if this just becomes the norm. I mean, it'll be legal in all 50 states. And I think this is just the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, there's already restaurants.
I could see even mainstream. If Coca-Cola is going to be the first mainstream company that really steps out and says, all right, you know what? We're about the bottom line. We don't care. If it's legal, we're in because we want to make money. Next thing you know, you're going to be going and getting like a weed-infused Egg McMuffin.
Yeah, and what's at this particular restaurant, and I think this is going to be the norm, is that you're going to go to a restaurant, and yes, there's going to be weed-infused items on the menu, but if you don't want to partake, there's going to be regular items as well. And I think that's going to be the absolute norm in places like California, Las Vegas, Colorado.
Like you go to Chili's for your birthday and they bring out that birthday cake. You can get the weed brownie or just the regular brownie for your birthday.
It's just smart business.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of these companies going on board. It's becoming more and more okay for you to not be neutral and take a stance and have an opinion. We saw what Nike did with Colin Kaepernick. And so, Joel, you talked about news reporters, and Barry, you did too, and how they can give opinions now and they don't necessarily have to just report.
Shout out to the man, the legend, rest in peace, Bob Allen. But Bob Allen was the guy that really drove that home too. Instead of just going, the Astros won.
I remember that.
Yeah, instead of just going, Astros won 4-2, you know, he would go, and you know what? It's about time they won, and they haven't been playing very well lately, and if you want to complain and bitch about the fact that there aren't people in the seats, then guess what? Play a better brand of baseball, and that's the way I feel about it. And at first, that was like, oh, Bob, you can't do that.
Yeah, it was shocking when but the other thing, too, like to your point about people talking about it, when I was getting my hair cut at Current Cuts, there was J-Roll will put like, I don't know. Sometimes I'll go in the morning before the show. So like The View or something like that will be on in the barber shop of all things. But this chick, an actress, she was just like, yeah, you know, sometimes we'll get high and da da da. I mean, I was like, you just don't hear that.
No,
like people might do it and it might be legal, but people don't. There's this stigma about talking about it on TV. Ooh. And she talked about it like you and I would come on and be like, man, I had a couple of drinks last night. She was like, yeah, you know, I got high last night. And
think about it. Look no further than politics. And the politicians still can't do that.
The chicks on The View were like, what? She goes, yeah, guys, it's legal. I did nothing wrong. They're like, oh, yeah. Like you, it's still this.
Yeah.
People aren't used to it yet. But it'll get there. The more people that do it like that, they'll get there.
Okay, we'll be back with a whole lot more. Sports Mappers are going to join us next, so don't go anywhere. Third hour of the show right around the corner. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Better back up, try and play the role, and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up if you got the feeling. Jump up, touch the ceiling, monsters of fun, cross the window. ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.